This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're talking about today as we open up the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next 2 hours of broadcast healing. Ty Bollinger joining us to go outside the box. John Rappaport this hour to talk about pharmaceutical dissonance. And two out of three ain't bad. Those two are the good. Who's the bad? What's the bad? Super Don, when you think two out of three ain't bad, what do you think of typically? Is there anything that comes to mind for you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe like a game of horseshoes, right? Two out of three ain't bad. Yeah,
two out of three ain't bad.
Two out of three. Right?
If you're just like a recreational basketball player, two out of three foul shots ain't bad, right?
Or
if you're Shaquille O'Neal, that's pretty good too.
That's two out of three. Really good for Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah.
Remember those days? Two out of three ain't bad. But let's see, what else could be two out of three ain't bad? I mean, if you're two out of three in baseball, you're just stunning. You're so amazing. I mean, it's like no one's ever been that good. But two out of three ain't bad. I got to think about that. And I think it relates to something called the FDA. Have you heard about them? Have you heard about the FDA?
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
All right, there's a slide I use in my presentations almost never not use it because it's so telling. It was a cartoon done, a little black and white, like editorial cartoon. And it had a large bottle, a picture of an FDA-approved drug. And in smaller writing on the label, which is the big label, says FDA-approved drug. On the smaller writing, it said, warning, FDA-approved drug. So the appropriate warning to give you a heads up, this drug has been approved by the Fear and Death Administration. Now, how does this relate back to the two out of three ain't bad? Two out of three ain't bad. Well, it just so happens that one out of every three drugs approved by the FDA just might kill you within the first 5 years of taking it, even though it's been approved.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d***, but I told you so.
I told you so.
What have I been saying, Super Don? For how many years I've been saying this on the Robert Scott Bell Show? The first how many years a drug is new and on the market, how many years should you wait before allowing your doctor to prescribe it for you or agreeing to take that prescription drug? How many years have I been saying? Not how long I've been saying it, but how many years when I say it, you should wait before you even consider taking it?
Five?
5 years. I have been saying it. Exactly.
I know,
right.
I know.
So this first article is incredible. The study coming out, it's in the Washington Post. You know, normally you say fake news. They would never go against Big Pharma, but this one's so big, even they couldn't ignore it. They're saying that almost a third of all drugs cleared by the FDA pose safety risks that are only identified after they're approved and on the market for nearly 5 years. That's why I said, I told you so. The FDA team is on the job. And, of course, they acknowledge that no drug is completely safe, and during pre-market evaluation, they're never going to pick up all the safety signals. But come on, one out of every three drugs, they're not even certain of what devastation it's going to wreak on the population? Yeah, according to them, that's the case. It was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. That's the JAMA Journal. Interestingly enough, the JAMA Journal in the year 2000 published Barbara Starfield's paper acknowledging that FDA-approved drugs were the third leading cause of death. That was the year 2000. We're in 2017, if you're listening live, in the year we're broadcasting. And it only gets worse. It only gets worse. 32% of the medications the FDA had to take some kind of action to deal with safety issues that emerged after approval in the first 5 years being out. Three of the drugs in this time period withdrawn from the market. 61 new black box warnings. They didn't know going out because, well, the safety studies were only done for 6 months on people who were inclined to do well on the drug. That's how the drug companies do it. They issued 59 safety communications to inform doctors and consumers about these newly identified concerns. And some of these products even had more than one boxed warning label added to it or safety communication issued over that time. Again, the median time for FDA action it took, even though if they found it within 3 months, it took them 4.2 years on average to get the word out to you, which
and
is why
by
I
that
say.
Time,
yeah.
Right? And by that time,
mm-hmm,
how
what
many
happened?
Billions of dollars
have been made?
Have been made on this. And this is crazy because you're right. And listen, yes, you told everybody. You told mm-hmm. me, everybody who was listening. The crazy thing about this is, and they point out in this report, that many of these clinical trials are done on less than 1,000 patients. And as you said, they only do follow-up up to 6 months. And these are drugs that are not intended to be just prescribed for a week. Yeah. These are drugs. A lot of these drugs are prescribed and intended to be taken
for
like a life.
Yeah.
So you would think that, you know, maybe the research we should do into this drug before we start giving it to people might be mm-hmm. longer than 6 months, right?
Yeah, well, this sounds, well, I'd say the deception similar that we see in the GMO biotech Monsanto industry. They run a study for 90 days and say, it's safe. We've declared it safe. Anybody that opposes us is anti-science, right? How many of the pharmaceutical shills are going to call the Robert Scott Bell Show anti-science for pointing out something that the Washington Post has just published and based on a publication called the Journal of the American Medical Association?
It's like the now, that's like the top journal.
Yeah, it's one of the top. New England Journal, yeah. Then JAMA, and The Lancet out over overseas. Now, I want you to think about this, folks. Step back for a moment. Go into your friendly neighborhood health food store, and I want you to imagine something. You go into that store, and it's let's just say there was level playing field in a pharmaceutical fantasy, right? That's not real, but let's just pretend it's regulated by the FDA the same way as drugs are regulated. Do you know what would happen? What could happen? One out of every three of those new dietary supplements on the market could end up killing you. Based on this that they revealed and released about the FDA-approved drugs, we're talking about, imagine if it were the same for dietary supplements. Of course, if one out of every three dietary supplements within the first 5 years of release onto the market had to be withdrawn, warning labels get given, communiques to the public, to the doctor. Can you see Dick Durbin and the Senate holding hearings to shut down the entire dietary supplement industry? We're talking SWAT teams raiding mom-and-pop health food stores across this land, confiscating everything, dumping it out as if it were hazardous waste, taking the money, the lifeblood, the shops, the stores themselves, and condemning them and converting them into pharmacies, where at least it's approved by the FDA. Because, you know, that's the line in the media. Well, supplements aren't actually regulated and approved by the FDA. Well, hell yeah, that's why they're safe. I want you to think, one out of every three in the first game, two out of three ain't bad, right? Would they say that for, hey, well, at least two out of every three dietary supplements are not causing any harm, right? Would they be going, yeah, that's okay. There are no Senate hearings coming off of this, are there? Is this front page news, even though the Washington Post has just published this? I don't think so. Super none. Have you heard any calls for congressional hearings on this?
No congressional hearings. I mean, I've seen it around, but, you know, again, this is not the first time we've seen something like this.
No, it's not.
And this
not.
Stuff, you know, they just go, oh, well, you know, then all drugs have side effects, and oh, we need to do a better job. So, you know what I got to say, Robert?
What?
In light of this story here, I just want to say that I'm pleased to see that Donald Trump
yes.
has appointed a new FDA commissioner who I'm sure is going to clamp down and take care of this problem.
Who, Dr. Scott Gottlieb?
Oh,
really?
Never
yeah.
mind.
Yeah, never mind. This guy was a deputy assistant director of FDA under Bush. This guy is so far up the butt of Big Pharma, I don't know what Trump was thinking. As I said, I will leave it to see what Trump directs him to do. But I'm going to tell you now. One out of every three drugs. This is acceptable, according to our Congress. There's no senator screaming and crying about this. No president is screaming and crying about this. They're all bending over backwards to find a way to make it that the American people have a right to these drugs at cheaper prices or even free. And, of course, Big Pharma is going to be able to get their money no matter who's paying them. And, of course, in the end, you're the ultimate payee when you pay with your life. Now, not necessarily you, a listener, an avid listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're probably on fewer drugs on average than any other American radio program, my guesstimate. Maybe you're on no drugs because you listen to the show, like my mom at 83, zero drugs. It can be done. But the idea that one out of every three new drug has potential serious problems, including deaths that will ensue, and they don't know it when they approve it, and it exists within a monopoly because Gottlieb at the FDA, they're not suddenly going to go, whoa, this is a problem. One out of every three. Maybe we should look at dietary supplements and the extraordinary exemplary safety record and direct people there.
Could you imagine if you went to a restaurant and they said, you know what, one out of every three plates that we serve might kill you? How much business would they do?
Well, it's true. Fast food's still doing well on that. It just doesn't kill you overnight. Takes a little time because you are adaptable, you're strong, you're a creature of creation, and laws of nature are resilient. But even they can't take an FDA drug and survive, ultimately. All right, John Rappaport coming up next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive. And as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
And here he is, my buddy, my pal, the guy that will get you to look at reality in a completely different way that will be totally empowering for you. His name, John Rappaport. You know his website, No More Fake News. We publish his articles here at robertscottbell.com. John, two out of three ain't bad, but one out of three might kill you.
Right. One out of three might, so watch out. Watch out.
Yeah. Of course, we're talking about FDA-approved drugs, not dietary supplements that are supposedly unapproved by the government agency.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this for years. Starfield report, other studies, conservative estimate that mainstream estimate that pharmaceuticals kill 106,000 people a year like clockwork in America. So it looks like somebody's decided to blow a little bit of a whistle for one day in a mainstream outlet, right?
Pretty impressive. The JAMA Journal, which also published the Starfield report of year 2000. Here we are, 2017. Washington Post actually covers that one out of three medications approved by the FDA in the first 4.2 years. You have no idea whether you live when you take it. We'll figure it out when it hits the market. We'll report on it. Maybe we'll send out some black box warning labels, a notification to your doctor. Maybe we'll do a commercial or something to let you know. But other than that, it'll be really fast. You'll probably miss it.
As they're carting you into the emergency ward, you'll miss it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, how does this relate to, you know, the things we've been discussing on the air, off the air, you've been writing about for years, including a couple of recent articles, one on the crimes related to this drug called Risperdal, for instance, and we'll get to Xarelto, maybe get the shingles shot as well.
Okay, well, Risperdal or Risperdal is an antipsychotic drug, basically. It's the supposedly second generation of these very powerful tranquilizers. And so what's happening is it causes devastating effects in people and especially in children. And the drug has been marketed very widely to children in recent years. And the expose on this is that this was an intentional marketing campaign devised to diagnose bipolar, for example, in more and more young children so that they could be given this horrendous drug that causes brain damage, death, paralysis, you know, things like that. And a woman, psychologist named Paula Kaplan, wrote a tremendous piece on this in which she exposes a report indicating that Dr. Alan Francis, who is maybe the top psychiatrist in the world, and two other psychiatric big shots, basically worked in concert to spread this message that bipolar in children and Risperdal consequently were, you know, a great idea, a good idea, a feasible scientific idea. And that's what's behind all of this crazy push to diagnose these psychiatric conditions in younger and younger children. It's the drugs that can be sold. And especially in the case of Risperdal, I mean, the effects are just absolutely devastating. So if you wonder why so many kids look like they're half alive or zombies, well, you could start thinking about Risperdal.
So you're trying to tell me, the guy that just takes every drug that comes out, the FDA says is good, that this is not safe for children?
Yeah, I'm saying that it's exceedingly dangerous. Like, life is hanging in the balance. Future is hanging in the balance. Motor skills are hanging in the balance. Nervous system is hanging in the balance when you get in this drug. And the warning for all psychiatric drugs is do not attempt to withdraw quickly from any psychiatric drug. This comes from Dr. Peter Bragan and others, because the effects of quickly withdrawing from any psychiatric drug could be absolutely devastating and even worse than the effects of the drugs.
All right. In the case of Risperdal, congressional hearings, yes, no, any?
Not even a whisper. Not even anybody going up against the big pharma lobby. Not anyone.
Where's Dick Durbin? He always said he loved the children. It was for the children.
Yeah, everything is for the children, right? So there's nothing going on there. Absolutely nothing. Can't look to Congress for any help.
No, and that is the point of this show and what you do, John, is to put the message out to the people who are ready to hear it and do not wish to become a human experiment for the Fear and Death Administration, that protection agency, not for the people, but for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. We got more with John Rappaport coming up. What about the Xarelto crimes, the suits associated with that blood-thinning medication? And how about the shingles vaccine? It's not on the schedule for kids if it... Well, can you sue?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free.
Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendovite.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The guy who coined the phrase the Church of Biological Mysticism and so many more awesome sayings you hear here, we've modified it now. It's the Church also of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, vaccine denomination that we speak out about and against. John Rappaport is here. We're just talking about the crimes of the FDA and how 2 out of 3 seem to be okay. Or are they? 1 out of 3 could be devastating to you within the first 5 years it's brought out, but approved by the FDA. So that warning label, if it's approved by FDA, run the other way. Now there's news about a newer drug on the market called Xarelto. I don't know how new it is at this point, but it was supposedly an advancement in blood-thinning medication because rat poison wasn't good enough.
That's right. Let's get rid of the rat poison and let's go to something that we know is absolutely wonderful. So now there are 18,000 lawsuits against Xarelto. 18,000 for intracranial bleeding, hemorrhaging, which is, of course, life-threatening. I came across a message the other day on some conventional medical website that said basically, although how would you know, if you're suffering from intracranial bleeding, call 911 immediately because you could die. So that's what these lawsuits are basically about, is uncontrolled bleeding inside the skull. And the thing, I wrote a piece about that a couple of weeks ago, and then I found something more, which was an NYU professor named Charles Seif, S-E-I-F-E. He is a professor of journalism, and he and his students began to do this wonderful research project where they were delving into clinical trials of drugs and so on and so forth. And when it came to Xarelto, they found that of the four centers that were being used to conduct the experiment on humans with Xarelto that would lead to the FDA approval of the drug, that there was just chaos. I mean, there was falsified data, there was omitted information, there was confusion about information and data and so forth and so on. I mean, all the possible reasons why the FDA would say this is horrendous and stop doing this right away and we will not approve the drug, start over, if at all, blah, blah, blah. But instead, the FDA approved the drug. And not only did they do that, but when the results of the so-called clinical trials were published in medical journals indicating that the drug was safe and effective, and all the doctors in the world were reading this and going by it, the FDA did nothing to alert anybody about what they had discovered when they inspected these ongoing clinical trials of the drug. They just shut up and gave the impression that the drug was okay, when the FDA, of course, knew that there was absolutely no basis for approving the drug, and that, of course, it could be exceedingly dangerous. So that is all behind what's happening now with Xarelto, which is you've got people bleeding and bleeding and bleeding and 18,000 lawsuits against Xarelto. So we'll see what happens there.
I mean, what's the argument from FDA? At least they're not dying of blood clotting?
Maybe. It's okay to die from uncontrolled bleeding, but we did stop the blood clots.
Right. The drug was successful, in other words. I mean,
that's right.
It's only a matter of time before the CDC adds this to the childhood vaccine list so that nobody can sue, because 18,000 lawsuits, J&J and Bayer are going to have to appeal to Congress and say, we're going to pull out of the market unless you guys absolve us of any guilt and liability should our drugs kill and maim people, which they already are.
Yeah. So look forward to that unless we stop it from happening, because that's how the vaccine industry, entered the boom phase of incredible profits. They made a deal with the U.S. federal government. They said, we're going to get out of the vaccine business because there's too many lawsuits against us for injury. We can't make enough money. And the government said, wait, stop. We can work something out. And they created this crazy quilt system of the vaccine compensation, injury compensation program, which is like a fake federal court, a special federal court, where parents of children who are devastated by vaccines have to go to argue that they should get compensation to take care of their brain-damaged kids. They can't sue the vaccine manufacturer. That is the law since 1986 in America. However, and now we turn the corner, and an article that I wrote a few days ago, which is causing a bit of a stir, it turns out, yes, but if an adult takes a vaccine that is for adults only and they're injured, they can indeed sue the manufacturer, and that is exactly what's happening with Merck and their adult shingles vaccine. There are lawsuits being filed as we speak all over the country. I've spoken with a couple of lawyers who are involved, and they're plunging straight ahead.
But there are people in the legal community trying to claim that, no, you can't do that because Congress passed a law. But as far as my reading of the law, it was never inclusive of all vaccines, only those that the CDC said, this is on the suggested or recommended schedule for children.
Correct. Correct. That is my reading. That is also my reading of other statements made by the Department of Health and Human Services. I made a phone call the other day to the Vaccine Injury Compensation Office, federal office, and I got a recorded message where they just, you know, give you a canned message. And then at the end, they say, this does not apply to the shingles vaccine.
What?
I mean, it's right there. And the reason they're saying that is obviously a whole lot of people have been calling them, saying, I want to come to this special federal vaccine tribunal and get compensation for injury from the shingles.
Vaccine. And they're saying, no, it doesn't apply here. Now, it's only a matter of time, though, if Merck can hold out against how many lawsuits are happening on the shingles shot, because the word on the street is the chickenpox vaccine, which is an obscene vaccine if there ever was one. Chickenpox, come on, really? And the thing is that these kids that are getting these shots are end up developing shingles. Kids never used to get shingles, so it's only a matter of time before the CDC says, hey, we need now to get these kids on the shingles vaccine because they're starting to get shingles after they get chickenpox shot. Well, they won't acknowledge the chickenpox shot has anything to do with it, but why would they? Why could they? It doesn't really matter because that's on the recommended schedule, so it's absolved of all liability.
You're right. That could be upcoming. It's possible that they'll do that. So from the shingles vaccine, we're talking about what would be the major effects. Getting a case of shingles, death, brain injury, etc. Okay, so we're talking about serious stuff. One lawyer I talked to said he's already filed two suits against Merck in California, 50 people in each suit, and he's got 5,000 more people waiting in the wings. And then there are other lawyers with other lawsuits. So Merck is preparing their defense, and we will see what happens as this moves forward.
Mm. It is a fascinating thing to consider that it used to be, you know, if we think about the role of government as it was established in America in a Republican form of government, the sovereignty with the people, we were getting rid of kings and queens and emperors, but we have reestablished that status in government when the king, queen, or emperor or the government could say, you know what, you can kill any of our subjects and you will not be held liable. In fact, we're going to put a tax on our subjects, pool that money together so that if anybody has a problem with what you did to them, you don't have to pay them at all. It's going to come out of the money that they use to buy your product when we buy. I mean, this is what's happened here, folks. You got to think about it this way. We have that, in violation of the First Amendment, a state-sanctioned religion. And it is that church that John Rappaport called the biological mysticism, pharmaceutical mysticism. And so the state-sanctioned religion says, hey, if you make something that we believe is sacrament for the children, and if your children die, we don't want any problems for you that make that sacrament. But they'll come to us, and we'll take a little bit of money from all of the citizens, pool it together, and we got you covered. You just keep that sacrament coming.
That's right. And when they say, we got you covered, keep in mind that means a very small percentage of you, we got you covered. And in that case, you may not get what you think you need in order to take care of, say, your child who's brain damaged for life. And there's a good chance you'll get nothing. So we got you covered is, you know, a very sketchy statement, to say the least.
No, actually, the we got you covered is about the makers of the vaccines in this
case.
Yeah.
We got those people covered.
Yeah, exactly. You just keep on sending it our way.
You're good. But now we will see. Now it's going to be very interesting to see all the maneuvers in the shingles vaccine case because, you know, there are other adult vaccines. And what's going to happen if Merck loses this? You've already got lawyers scouring lists of vaccines to find, you know, adult-only vaccines. let's see what other adult-only vaccines we can find, because surely there are seriously injured people who have taken those vaccines, and all they need to know is you might be able to, you can sue the manufacturer in the United States. There's a great deal of confusion that's been built up against around this, because the mantra used to be, up until now, you can't sue a vaccine manufacturer in the U.S. You can only go to the federal compensation program. But, in fact, as we've been saying a couple times now, but it needs repeating, yeah, but if you're not talking about a vaccine that's on the childhood schedule from the CDC, and it's an adult-only vaccine, now the person can sue the manufacturer. That's a whole different story. That's why these lawyers are going after Merck and the shingles vaccine.
Dude, this is big. This is huge. By the way, nomorefakenews.com, is the site up and running yet again?
No.
Not yet. Okay.
My blog is up and running.
The blog is running, and of course, we've got John covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we'll put up his articles here at robertscottbell.com, so check it out. Links are up in the show notes. Hey, if you're a big, bad pharmaceutical company with big, bad publicity, what do you do? What's your solution? Maybe a name change is in order. We'll discuss that with John and Super Don after this break. What will they call Valiant Drugs after this?
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Ooh, you meanie. John Rappaport, Robert Scott Bell. You're so mean. Stop picking on Big Pharma. Why don't you pick on somebody your own size? What? Really? Maybe this is our time for redemption for the pharmaceutical lovers of premature death and just suffering, okay? Those of you who love Big Pharma, this is for you. Super Don brought this to my attention just a couple of days ago. And put out a plea, a request. We want to help Big Pharma. There's a company called Valeant Pharmaceuticals. And they've just been hammered with bad PR, bad publicity. They've been price gouging, colluding. There's a lot of kickbacks and payoffs. And it's like, who are we to judge them for doing that, right? That's just the way business is done. So, Superdon, what can we do to help Valeant Pharmaceuticals get out of this mess?
Well, Valeant is looking to change their name. They want to have a different name because they don't want to be called Valeant anymore because of all the bad press. So I thought, who better to assist a big pharmaceutical company with changing their name than the Robert Scott Bell Show and our listeners? And I thought
John Rappaport.
And John Rappaport, yes, mm-hmm. we're privileged to have his input as well. So I put it out on social media. And I just posed the question, hey, you know, Valeant needs some help changing their name. What do you think would be some good names we could come up with? So we had a few good ones. Apparently, and I guess it's not that unusual for pharmaceutical companies to use Latin names.
Yes.
Okay. So we had some people out there that were going along with that way of doing things. They came out with some, one was Profite with an AE on the end.
Okay.
Steve AG used Malum. Now, telling you, he knows his Latin because I had no idea that that is the Latin word for evil.
Ooh,
Malum.
That makes sense because I thought of malevolent would be great for
malevolent.
Valeant.
I like that. Yeah. Now we had Tina mm-hmm. that in the spirit of the name Valeant, she thought fraudulent. I thought that was good.
That's good.
That would be a good one. Mm-hmm. The one I threw out there, I kind of like getting away from the whole Latin thing. How about Judas? Judas Pharmaceutical.
Good.
You like that one?
Has a nice ring to it. Appropriate, sure. Yeah. I think.
Or
yeah,
I'm
so
scary.
I don't know.
I scare it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm John, going the other way. I'm going on to the other side, see. Mm-hmm. I would do Rainbow Pharmaceuticals.
I get it. Yeah.
Their name, right? Or maybe even better, Puffy Puff. Pharmaceuticals. We love you. Puffy Puff loves you.
You know, yeah, that would be very effective, I think, in trying to, you know, portray a kind of a cuddly, you know, touchy-feely kind of thing. You know,
teddy bear pharmaceutical.
Teddy bear, right?
There
you got to disarm them. Disarm the folks. It's like, you know, elephants and flowers. Just, you know, make it fun. And everybody will go, I want that. Whatever they're selling, I don't care the price. Subsidize it just a little, I'm there. So that's a great idea. So we got Valiant. It's not very Valiant, of course. But, I mean, you know, think about it. Step back from this for a moment. And you realize it's worse than a PR nightmare because now everybody knows somebody who's been harmed by a drug or a vaccine. I mean, you can't go to a group of people and say, do you know anybody who was harmed by a drug or a vaccine ever, from mild to severe to death? You'd be hard-pressed to find an audience that doesn't know somebody at this point. And that's where the game gets a little bit more difficult than just a name change, John. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, it gets a lot more difficult than just a name change. That's when they want to pass a law saying, you know, here's a list of 50,000 pharmaceutical drugs, and nobody can sue the manufacturer. You have to go into the labyrinth somewhere and talk to, you know, some unknown figure and plead for a few bucks compensation.
Mm-hmm. I think all the people that are, you know, begging, pleading, screaming, yelling, melting, snowflaking about health care, that they demand single-payer, socialized system, even half of the Republicans now have basically given up and said, yeah, health care is a right. Not that they could define a right if it bit them on the aspirin. What?
You just gave me an idea. You know, Valiant is sitting here whining. They have dug themselves into a hole. They've brought this on themselves. And instead of trying to repair their reputation, they want to run away and change their name. They should be called Snowflake Pharmaceutical.
They can't take it. It's too much heat. John, you're bringing the heat.
So are you, baby.
All right, man. He's not backing up. Neither am I. Super Don making it sound so good. John, always a pleasure to have you on board here. Everybody check it out. His site will be up soon. They're working on it. NoMoreFakeNews.com. But you can always find his articles here with links back to his blog and website. John, thanks, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Great to talk to you.
All right. Next hour, Ty Bollinger. We go outside the box because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.